T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Meat Sweats.
I was listening to Meat Sweats the other day.
Instead of sweating your bench, you're getting the Meat Sweats.
Gresh and Keefe on EEI. Have you been watching the show today?
At twitch.tv/BostonWEEI.
Been tweeting the show?
At Gresh Keefe on Twitter.
Texting the show?
At 37937.
I don't normally turn to the text.
All the ways you interacted with the show today. Now.
On Gresh and Keefe.
I'll open myself up for ridicule by saying, who's this, John? What is this here?
Oh, this would be one Harry Styles playing tonight at TD Garden, finally, 2 years later.
Are you going?
Y'all. Oh, no, I'm not. It's a hot ticket. No one in the building could help me out with it.
Nobody could. There's no music stations upstairs.
I know. Courtney went up last week and was trying to see if she could get her hands on something.
I bet she did.
So.
Oh, she did? She's not
No.
Going?
Oh, no, no. I'm telling you. No one can get them.
That is a real hot ticket.
Show
huh?
sold out in November of 2019. It was supposed to happen in June of 2020.
Oh, okay. Are the rest of his little friends coming with him, too, or is this just him?
What, like One Direction?
Yeah.
They broke up like 7 years ago.
No, I don't know things. All I know is I knew there
He's
were One Direction.
He had a little
You don't friends. Go with your ex-wife to dinner anymore, do you?
No.
The same thing.
Yeah. Well, he also dated one of them, Gresh, so there is an ex
I'll tell you what,
there.
Though, but if I'd made...
He was golfing at Brookline Country Club the other day, too.
But if I'd made $50 million, I might have been able to justify it to my current wife to be like, hey, I made a ton of money. We got nothing to do. No, but seriously, no, I had no idea.
He finally
sitting around listening to collected hits of Harry Styles and 1D. Yeah, that's my cup of tea, right with the woo, the spooky stuff outside.
I haven't heard that band. He did do a song, a Sesame Street song. That's the thing you'll find out is that every single famous person has done like a episode of Sesame Street, and Harry Styles and his crew did like a song. Pretty good.
Really?
Yeah, not bad.
I mean, I play his music all the time as rejoins, but it's instrumental, so nobody knows
yeah.
it. But they like that song. We've been putting in highlight reels for like 2 years on this
I
show.
I do like that he finally came out, I think like a month ago or so, and what was his song? Watermelon Sugar?
Yeah.
And he finally confirmed that, you know what, guys? It may not be about watermelon. And I was like, thanks, Harry.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah,
I couldn't tell by the video where you were headed. Yeah, this just in the news desk. Watermelon Sugar, a metaphor. Not actually about the delicious fruit.
Oh, it's about a delicious fruit.
Touche.
Speaking of 1D.
This is what we're doing now.
Sean, what do we got?
Sean, what do you have?
All right, it's time for 3T, what Twitch, Twitter, sugar? And text. Sean.
You seen the video for that?
Is it
pornographic.
It was like the Katy Perry with the birthday song, her balloons. If you know what I mean.
I do.
Wasn't that in the video as well?
Oh, probably, yeah.
I mean, yeah. Things could provide shade for a small boy.
All right. Let's move along.
Here's a small boy. Here's Sean.
Well, I'm not that small.
Speaking of providing shade.
You know what? Fine. From the 774, murder tent is how J.A.'s dates describe his studio apartment.
I don't have a studio apartment.
Wow.
Murder tent. I have several roommates.
Like five rooms.
It's like an episode of New Girl.
Yeah, it is. Every time in there.
What do I know about Harry Styles? I live with four women.
I do have a cardboard cutout of Harry Styles that I put in all like the Sleep With Me profiles that I have. Works out splendidly.
Yeah, what's the hit rate? Like Sex Panther?
60% of the time, every time.
Yeah, it's like Wayne Gretzky's shots on net.
What, did you walk in the room with your roommates and just cut out a little hole down the bottom area of Harry Styles?
Okay,
and be like,
Gresh.
Hey, ladies. Just saying.
Too far.
What would you have a... Wait, you have a Harry Styles standee in your...
In your profile picture?
Yeah, it's a cardboard cutout. It's like a life-size cardboard cutout.
Do you own this, though?
Yes.
Is it like in the corner of your room? Is he staring at you?
We're in the living room.
We need advanced analytics on John's Tinder to have it be like... Average percentage of success is whatever.
Average likes.
John's average.
You go like deep analytics on podcasts to see like when they stopped listening to the podcast. It's like a click doesn't mean they got all the way through. So
for those that are on LinkedIn, they always tell you about ways to enhance your profile. I wonder if Tinder sends those emails as well. Here's a way to enhance your profile.
Or they send mine out to other people and say do this.
I always
definitely don't do that.
No. You're the bad example. Are you kidding me? They'll be like, if you would like to get laid, do it this way on Tinder. If you would like to not to, here are multiple examples of what hasn't worked.
Take a photo with a cutout of a famous person.
Yeah, right. Standing there with a headband on and
or
some
crazy outfit in Nashville.
Cornball Hawaiian shirt with your arm around a cardboard cutout of somebody that gets booty out the waz.
You done?
Yeah, for now.
From the 413, Scrim and Gresh frolicking in the grass is something I didn't need to think about today.
Yeah, but if you do it in Gresh's backyard, no bugs.
No bugs?
Ooh, that's nice.
I'm in. Plenty of grass, too.
Yeah,
nice,
oh, that's
thick,
nice.
Rich, luscious grass. You might roll in a dog turd, but that's all right. Yeah, you hose it off.
Natural.
Who hasn't stepped in some duty?
No, you haven't lived.
I don't know about rolled in it, but nevertheless.
Boys, the Damian Harris rush prop back on the table.
Yep.
He might even hit it 3 weeks early.
Yeah. Yes, it is. I was starting to lose faith. I shouldn't have. Really what it is, the Bucks and the Saints have really good run defenses. Everybody else the rest of the way, there could be some more 100-yard games in Damian's future. So good job.
Damian Harris could get 130 or 140 against this Chargers group.
Yeah.
They are really bad against the run.
Possible.
From the 401, Scheim has mastered Captain Crunch. They call him Scrim Captain Crunch, but it's not for the exercise.
Oh!
How do you like that?
Very nice. Uh-huh. I like that.
We had a good Captain Crunch debate earlier today.
We did. It really
morphed
out
of debate.
Candy. It was more Crunch, the chocolate candy.
Yeah.
Bunch of Crunch. Not a bad invention.
No, it's not.
I mean, it really is just taking a Crunch bar and hitting it with a hammer and throwing it in a box and repackaging it. So.
It's great.
But it's fantastic.
Bite size. Yeah.
From the 413, we also talked about if I was playing football.
Yeah.
Well, Scrim's audible call for Mac Jones would be extra thick, extra thick.
Oh, I like that. It's like, remember when Cam would hold the ready? Thick, thick, thick.
By the way,
you'd have your own coding for thick and different. However long you hold it is a different play you're calling.
You mentioned Cam Newton. Do you think the Jets call him?
Hell no. They
got nobody.
They have no one. It's amazing.
Zach Wilson's going to be out 2 to 4 weeks. As soon as he's back, he'll be back. But they have, what was it called yesterday? Mike White?
That is correct.
Like that, I mean. Even if you want to start Mike White, they don't have another guy. That's the QB depth chart.
I don't think they do either,
but I'm saying, like, if any team is going to at least call, they would make sense.
If you're going the route of Cam Newton, you are welcoming scrutiny. Because think about it. Even though you have a young quarterback in New York, right? If you're a Jets fan, aren't you saying, all right, is this really the best thing for this kid to be playing all these games right now? And whereas you bring in Cam Newton, and let's say you bring him in and he's 1-2. And then it's, well, do you keep Cam in there and let Wilson sit
and then really be an understudy?
Well, but even
Don't
after he's healthy,
oh.
But it's the, you know, are you welcoming in a name like Cam?
You think Cam's going to win games for the Jets?
Well, no. But,
okay, I thought it was.
I know, but.
But honestly, like, they have.
But that's not how those people think.
But we can also sit from out here and laugh at the Jets. But the Jets have to play out the rest of the season. They have 10, 11 more games left, right? Because they already had their bye. And. If you bring Cam in, at least maybe Corey Davis doesn't check out right away or some of those running backs don't check out. Because Cam at least has the
cachet.
NFL, like those guys view him just like the way the Patriots did. They're like, oh, look at Cam Newton. He's a real starter. And whether or not those days are, I think we all agree, are gone, the players like and respect him. And maybe the Jets would give him a reason to play for the next few weeks.
Actually, they're going to trade a 6th for Garner Minshew.
They should. then that guy, would take Wilson's
was
job.
Was he inactive again, I think, this week or something like that?
He's been healthy
like
and active for a few weeks.
That's amazing.
Mm. Guys, simple question for you here. Wow, if I could speak. Simple
what
question
happened
for
there?
You here.
Did you start to swallow your tongue and then push it back forward?
Yes, that's exactly what happened.
Did it sound like it was going down the hatch?
He sounded like he just saved himself from a stroke is what he did. He pulled his tongue out and didn't swallow it.
Did you see a quizzle on Twitter?
It felt like
God, I choked on my lips.
If he didn't have his hand ready to just pull his tongue back out of his mouth, the thing would have gone down with the ship.
Looking it in there. What is?
I could reflex and shoved and grab that.
I mean, appreciate it.
We would have lost another producer.
Guy hits a million bets over the weekend. Now he's about to keel over.
He is. He's peacocking around a little bit today, isn't he? Oh.
I had a few too many heart attacks over the weekend.
Quizzle on
Twitter. Okay, right. Let's try
What's
that
your
again.
Question?
Simple question for you guys. Yeah. Will Jacoby Myers ever score a touchdown?
No. It's going to be his thing. He's going to be he's going to set the
simple question for you here.
What's more simple question? Saying it or scoring it?
Yes. Simple about asking that question. He will never score a touchdown. He is going to be the guy who is going to be the trivia question 20 years from now. Like, what receiver had the most catches and yards in NFL history without scoring a touchdown? Jacoby Myers.
That could happen. I think he gets one in the next 3 weeks.
Well, he had the one that got called back because of holding last week or whatever it was.
Well, that's the thing. They're going to tee one up for him. Like, they know they
need
to. They got to get him going here. Mm-hmm. Plus, who else you throwing to in the red area other than the tight ends?
Just Hunter Henry.
Yep. Or Brandon Bolden, who
had
six catches last night or yesterday.
Yeah. Led the team in catches and yards.
Six catches for Brandon Bolden. What alternative universe are we living in?
I played
now?
Against him in fantasy, and I saw my buddy put him in. I'm like, oh, Brandon Bolden, and then they're throwing to him all over the place. I'm like, okay,
you got the old Scrooge.
What a mess!
Last thing for you guys here from the Twitch chat. I realized today, Gresh is just grown up Bam Bam from the Flintstones.
Oh, there's no question.
Not bad.
That is totally true. Uh-huh. I can buy that. Yeah,
that'll do it for T3 today, boys.
And I've been Thanks, called Sean. Worse. That's actually kind of a compliment.
No, he's very famous.
I didn't expect you to go there. He's very famous.
Is he not?
No, he very much
he's
is.
He's obviously well-known. I mean, Bam Bam said it. We all knew who he was referring
but,
to.
But I wonder how many kids out there. Like, does your daughter know the Flintstones?
No, we haven't gone there yet. They have so many other crap shows right now.
What is the worst one?
The worst one by far is called Cocomelon. It's all like songs and the animation's kind of weird, but she loves it. Requested by name every day.
It's an everyday thing?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I don't necessarily go to it every day, but she at least asks for it every day.
Oh,
but it's on Netflix. There's like three or four seasons, and she does love it, but, man, it stinks.
Has she gotten out? She figured out how to order from Amazon yet on your phone whenever you hand it to her?
She's
Here, you
want
to watch
phone.
It? Go ahead.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She's good with the phone.
I'm amazed at my niece and nephew. And
how
the
quick
stuff
they pick
that
up.
Oh, my
it's
God.
Nuts.
They can't spell or write in cursive,
but they
can figure out the phone real quick.
Uh-huh.
Pretty nuts. Mm-hmm. We'll bring it home with You Got Something. I have an audio You Got Something that is going to spring debate next.
Simple question for you here. Wow, if I could speak.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.